This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
And boy, I just can't get a damn break today, can I? How the hell are you doing?
I'm wonderful. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, it's just been a long day today. A really freaking long day. And of course, you guys are hearing us not live today on Friday because we did announce that we were going to be moving the show, the live show, temporarily to Monday nights at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So set your dials accordingly. If you didn't catch the memo last time, you're hearing it now, waiting for the live show. It's nice and early in the morning. You're getting it nice and early so you can plan your night accordingly. And make sure you're there Monday at 6 p.m. for the live show. What's new with you?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You haven't done it yet? I thought you promised me you were going to watch something.
I did not. I said I was going to catch up on my shows.
Yes. Now what did you watch?
The challenge.
Is Carl Marie still kicking butt?
Yeah.
Mm.
No, she is, but they're definitely going to be gunning for her, which really? I knew. I knew before this show even started. So, but I'm fine. I don't care. She's still there. I don't like the fact that they're only releasing one episode at a time.
Well, that's good for you, though.
No, that sucks.
It gives you something to look forward to.
The first week they released two episodes. I'm like, oh, this is nice. So I was able to watch it for a little bit. And now it's just one episode a week. I hate that. Like, oh my god, I hate weekly shows.
Yeah.
It COVID freaking ruined that shit for me. All I want to do is freaking binge now. Like, I just want to blow through shit. And yeah, I won't remember this stuff in, like, 2 weeks after I watch it. But I enjoy that because I'm in front of the TV all day. I'd rather watch a bunch of episodes all at once. Like, this one a week is trash.
One thing about COVID, though, just sorry to interrupt you, but one thing about COVID, though, that I do miss is the fact that they would release movies from the theater onto the apps that we already had.
Yeah, that was nice, too.
That was nice. I really miss that. The binging thing, I mean, of course I love binging, but I don't watch new shit. I'm watching old shit.
Yeah.
So, all right, go ahead. What else were you saying?
Well, I haven't had a chance to watch Big Brother, so I'll probably do that this weekend.
You're too busy watching Grey's Anatomy, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, well, because it was really good until they started dropping like flies. I'm on the season where a couple of them, like, they start dropping here.
And you're going to start dropping soon, aren't you?
I'm on season 5, so those that have watched it know, like, I'm getting right to the point where, like, a couple people are going to be gone.
Yeah.
Which sucks. So.
So you didn't watch shit?
No. No, there's nothing, like, to watch. I actually have to catch up on General Hospital, which I forgot about. Scully asked me in Discord if I saw a scene, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I forgot I was watching that.
General Hospital.
I think I'm like a week and a half behind on that. I have to go and catch up on that. But at least I'll be able to binge it. See? Yeah. Like, well, so whatever. I don't know.
Well, shit. You haven't watched a damn thing. I've watched a lot. I've a lot this week. Seriously. Like, so much shit. Let me just hop right on into it.
Well, when's the last time I recorded? We recorded on Tuesday, so you were off. So, you had time to watch stuff.
I was off Tuesday, and I had the whole day to do nothing. So I watched a lot of shit. And, really quick, our pal reached out to us, sent me a text message saying he's going to be on CSI Vegas on the 25th, I think it was. So tomorrow he's going to be on CSI Vegas.
Nice.
Our pal John is going to be on there.
Good for him.
And I was like, do you get killed because that's what you do? And he's like, you're going to have to watch and see. So I'm going to make sure I check that out. CSI Vegas, make sure I put that note in there.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me put it in mine now because absolutely. I'm going to want to watch it.
I'm going to want to see that, definitely. I'm going to check it out. So he's going to be on there. He didn't say what his role is going to be. He said, keep a lookout. You'll see me. And I was like, you're going to be the guy with a bullet in his chest because that's what he's known for. So, good friend of the show, Mr. Tag Guy. Go ahead and check him out. He's been on the show a couple of times. We love him. He's a great guy.
But yeah, he's funny. I like him.
Oh, he was unbelievable. And Lucifer.
Yeah.
I should have him back on and we could talk about Lucifer.
Oh, because you watched Lucifer finally, yeah.
Yes, you could talk about Lucifer. The fucking free. He reminds me of Stewie from Family Guy, the way he talks. He was all like over the top with it.
I love Lucifer.
It was a great show. You know, there's a couple of them that I would go back and rewatch. Like One Tree Hill, I would go back and watch 1 through 6 easily.
Yeah.
Vampire Diaries, I would watch until Elena left.
I would watch and skip around that one.
And then I would skip to the end after. Well, when Catherine and Elena came back. Supernatural, I'm watching from beginning to end. Before the end of this year, I'm doing it again because I fucking love that show.
20 seasons?
15 seasons. 330-something. I'm doing it all because there was not an episode. They had a bad season, but I think I owe it to go back and rewatch it now that I know the context and see if I still hate that one season or two seasons or whatever it was. But
with the dad?
Dude, the dad showed up in the first episode and said, guys, I got to tell you about this damn demon. Mm. He's a badass demon. I've been hunting him my whole life. And these boys are fucking fighting age. He taught them how to fight demons. One of them's a real badass. The other one's a pussy, but he's kind of, he's like trying to become a badass. This demon's the toughest demon I've ever fought. Dad, do you want us to help you? No. What the fuck were you training them for, dude? And he fucking peaced out. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Where do I start? So I caught up on Family Guy. I missed like a season and a half of Family Guy to stop watching it for some reason. And I forgot how fucking good this show was.
God, I don't like that show.
I love it. It's better than The Simpsons ever could have possibly imagined that they could be. Fuck Simpsons.
You would
fans.
Watch Family Guy and I would be so annoyed. Yeah. Like, I hate that show.
Love it.
You sit there and you crack up. Like, I'm like, all it is music and fucking fighting a stupid chicken.
I don't like that stuff.
Like, it's just like, and the little bits go on forever. And I'm like, I can't take this show.
I don't like that either. I like their when they do their really subtle digs, they're genius.
Like, Stewie's cute.
Yeah, Stewie's
stuff. Give me the baby and that's it. Yeah. Fuck the rest of them.
But they've been going at it hard, like culture and shit. I'm like,
really?
Wow, they've been like attacking. They were making fun of like all the things you're not supposed to make fun of, the things that other people get canceled for, they're sitting there outright saying it. So,
okay.
Yeah, so I'm happy Family Guy kept some sort of balls. And I mean, of course, they said some stupid leftist shit, but they made fun of a lot of it, too. They made fun of the BLM and trans shit a lot. They just really went hard against the left ideology, so I thought that was fucking excellent. What else did I see? Oh, Ted. Speaking of Ted, just a segue from Family Guy to another Seth MacFarlane creation. Ted is on Peacock, mm-hmm. and it's based off of those movies of Mark Wahlberg. Whoa, come on, guys. Guys, come on. Get excited. Fucking Mark Wahlberg. I hate that guy. But the show is fucking brilliant, man. 7 episodes, 45 minutes each. A little bit longer than a regular episode of Family Guy. Those are like 22 minutes, give or take, with the commercials taken out on the apps. But I'm telling you, dude, Ted was really good. It's very vulgar, just like the movie, so they kept it true to the core, you know, material. It features the younger version of Mark Wahlberg's character, who's played by the kid from Parenthood, who had the autism.
Yeah.
He plays the older version, and he played the autistic character so good, I thought he really had it.
The Asperger's, yeah.
Oh, Asperger's, yeah. I mean, either he conquered it or whatever. He's a normal person in this, but he plays with a Boston accent. He fucking nails it. Does a really good job as that character. The guy from Critters, who played the kid in Critters, the redhead fucking bastard stepchild, plays the father in this, and he's hilarious. The mom's hilarious. The cousin, the girl cousin they brought in, and of course, Ted is played by MacFarlane, who's voicing it again. Fucking funny shit, man. Every episode, it's like a little beginning, middle, and end. It's like a mini sitcom where, like, you know, they would have like the conflict at the end of the episode. There would be the lessons taught and whatnot. Really good though, man. I fucking loved it. I would give the first season of Ted, hopefully they do another one, I would give it like a B+. Really funny stuff. They hit a lot of mature themes and you're not gonna be disappointed. Just don't watch it around your kids. Even though there's a cute little teddy bear in it, you don't want to fucking watch this one around your kids, because there's some very adult stuff going on there. What else was I supposed to do here? Oh, yeah. So Moonfall was a movie I watched. And this was one I want to talk about here. From 2022. It's got the guy from Insidious, Patrick Wilson, who was also in, like, oh, he was in all those fucking movies. Did you like those, by the way, Insidious ones?
Never watched them.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, nope. I don't do scary movies. You I know what
watch
I watched.
You had to watch it with me out there.
No. Nope. I would probably go on my iPad or something. I don't like movies like that. Like, absolutely not. No, thank you.
That must have been it, because I know it was on when I was out there.
Yeah, never, never would I watch something like that.
It's not a scary movie, though, but he's in it. And Halle motherfucking Berry's in this movie. Looking like Halle Berry can only look phenomenal.
She always looks good.
She even looks good with short hair.
What the fuck?
Dude, I even watched Catwoman like 3 times because of her, and I fucking hated that movie. But I'm like, Halle Berry's in it, just looking like Halle Berry. So this movie was about the moon being out of orbit. This guy, who's played by Patrick Wilson, goes up to the moon. Something happens up there where he sees something, and it kills one of the passengers that's on there, but he escapes and gets back home. No one believes him, so they fired him, of that he saw an alien-like creature up there. This movie's fucking insane, okay? This fucking conspiracy theorist guy comes to him, and he's like, you got to tell your friends up at NASA. He's like, the moon is out of orbit. It's getting closer. It's got knocked off its axis or whatever. And, like, you know, they finally get the proof to these people. I'm just going to skip past a bunch of shit because I don't want to spoil anything. They get the proof. They finally believe it. They send these people up there to check out the moon. And, I mean, I'm trying to not give spoilers because there's so much shit that happens. But this movie has the most interesting concept about the beginning and creation of humankind that I've ever seen in a movie. It is unbelievable how they just came up with this fucking idea. And I'm like, holy shit. It's like they grabbed my arm and took me on some weird conspiracy loophole fucking theorist wet dream ride, you know? Really good stuff. I would give this one an A. It had a very cool twist ending. What they thought was what they thought it was wasn't what I thought it was. It was something completely different that I didn't see coming. They were talking about fucking white dwarfs and shit. Not like tiny white people, but like white dwarfs inside. All right. This movie was fucking great. You got to check it out, man.
What app is it on? Or is it on the free site?
It was on the free site. I was looking through all the apps. It wasn't on an app. I was surprised. I fucking hate this Siri remote. I'm like, play this. And it always reverts to fucking music.
Oh, really?
No matter what you say. You can say, play.
Not for me.
Really?
It'll bring me to freaking Prime and tell me I have to pay for this shit. And then I find out, like, later on that it's actually on another freaking app.
You gotta delete Prime, I think. It's so fucking annoying. I'm really getting fed up with Apple's bullshit with this.
Yeah, I don't. It never plays music for me. So.
Oh, I'm like, play From Dusk Till Dawn, right? One of my favorite movies of all time. It'll fucking play a song that's Dust Till Dawn. From, I'll hear ding, 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 ding. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? And Apple Music playing a song, Dust Till Dawn. So I have to be super fucking specific. Play the Dust Till Dawn movie starring George Clooney when he barely had the gray hair, but it was still kind of there. And they fucking do it, so whatever. Other than that, man, I ran down a weird rabbit hole this morning on the way to work. I was just fucking sitting there in the car, driving to work, fucking tears freely flowing down my face because I have to leave to go to work.
Hold on. Before you do that, we discussed in the last episode that you needed to update your medical ID on your goddamn phone, right? You finally did that today.
Oh, no. Okay.
Okay? But in his medical notes, he literally writes a whole paragraph about how he doesn't know what the hell's wrong inside because he doesn't go to the doctor, and if he's dying, leave him alone. Something stupid like that.
Don't resuscitate me. Let me die.
Yeah, just, I'm like, you can't put that.
Yeah. Like, I even put my face. Medical thing. I took a selfie and put it in there.
Oh my God.
So if the doctors ever see me like electrocuting on the side of a road, and they're like, wait, we have his phone. Wait, he's got instructions here. Yep, that's the face. It matches the guy electrocuting. All right, fuck it, let's go to lunch.
Oh my God. So ridiculous.
We could still make that movie. We don't have to work. This guy just fucking helped us out. This is solid. But no, I was thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
And this came from a fucking theory I heard a while back about fallen angels and demons and stuff like that. And I know you don't like this kind of conversation, but think of it this way. There was something written that they were like how fallen angels were like having sex with humans way back when. They would like, you know, fuck around with them, you know? Fallen angels and demons that were like banished from heaven and hell. They were freely roaming the earth and you couldn't really tell. They were conspicuous. Like, you couldn't really tell, but they were having relations with human beings back then. And then you figure like once they were banished back or whatever the fuck happened to them. I don't know. I'm not going to fucking go down that rabbit hole.
Supposedly
it happened. And then you're going past...
See, and people wonder why I don't believe in this shit.
I know. Listen, I'm just throwing this out there. I'm not saying I believe it or disbelieve it. It's just an interesting theory. And then you fast forward all these years, all of them fucking, you know, thousands of years and whatnot, to 2024. Here we are. We've got weird phenomena. Like, people can do things better than others. Some people are just excel way more than other people can, right? You've got fucking psychics, people that say they can do certain things. And then you wonder, maybe that is like, you know, the product of someone that came from that bloodline. Like, maybe the powers get diluted as they go on in age. And they still have remnants of their ancestors who fucked these demons and angels and shit. And oh, I think and I think the demons' ancestors, direct fucking correlation to Joe Biden. I don't know. I think that's an, you don't think that's interesting how they were talking about that?
That is ridiculous.
You don't think that's an interesting theory at all? That's why we have psychics. That's why you have people with certain gifts that just you can't explain it. Really? You don't think so? You don't think that's an interesting theory? I'm not saying it's what happened. I'm just saying that is an interesting theory.
I mean, I guess. I don't, like, no. I'm not going to go on a rant. That's so ridiculous, man. People are crazy that believe in some of this shit. I just don't understand it.
Well, listen, we've got some topics sent in.
Does that mean? I'm going to be, like, left in limbo because I don't believe any of this stuff. If any of it's actually true, I'm just going to be stuck
I'll vouch for you. I'll fucking vouch for you. I mean, like, shit, I'm up here forever. Can I just fucking have to... The God would be like, remember, do you want your heaven to become your hell? Because I can, because I'll bring her up here.
Oh, all right,
so anyway, I was checking the channel here, and one of our pals in the channel said they finished watching Jumper.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. Do you guys have any other movie suggestions? And we recommended to her Vacancy.
She watched it.
And she watched Jumper. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I got nothing else. Oh, From Dusk Till Dawn. Watch that one.
Good Lord.
Do you have anything to suggest? Because I mean,
I am
we
number
have two,
four. Both. I like that one.
Oh, okay.
That I one was good. Four? Okay. And I remember wanting another movie. Like another number.
I can't remember that.
They were numbered. They had like special abilities or whatever. I'm not going to give it away. That was a good movie. I remember liking that a lot.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that one up. But are you ready to get some topics today? It's Friday.
Yeah, man. Let's go, man. You talk so much.
It's Friday. We're doing topics. This is insane.
I know.
All right. So people out there, I want you guys to put down your Prime Energy drinks because holy shit, are they in some hot water? Did you see Prime Energy drinks in the news?
Yeah, but I mean... Is anyone really surprised?
I threw this out in the chat the other morning. how I saw this article. And immediately the first thing I thought of was how we go to Walmart. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing but like stacks and stacks and stacks of this shit.
Yeah.
They have more bottles of Prime Water or Prime whatever the fuck this shit is than any other drink times 10.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous how much shit they have. And it's all over the place. Like, it's promoted everywhere. Are these guys spending more money than Coca-Cola?
Like, fighters and stuff have it, don't they?
Yeah, fighters like, have it. Yeah. It was in the middle of the wrestling ring.
Yes, okay. I saw it somewhere. Okay.
I'm just reading the article here. They're promoting the fucking shit out of this energy drink. I've never seen an energy drink come out and just get promoted this much. And then I see this article and I'm like, wait, makes sense.
But see, energy drinks to me don't know. Yeah. I don't like them. I remember having one of yours. I don't know what the hell it was, but I was like halfway through the can. I'm like, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make me feel good. I immediately dumped that. I'm like, no, I can't do it. Give me a soda. I can't do that.
It's too much. I'm going to stop drinking them, too. I'm going to really slow down.
Well, no, like, if people like them, that's fine. It's just like, I did try one, and I'm just like, oh, that's too much for me. Like, I was, like, shaking and stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know what the hell they put in these drinks.
Well, this is an article here from USA Today. It says, YouTubers Logan Paul and KSI founded Prime Hydration in 2022... While their products have become increasingly popular and profitable, the company continues to face class action lawsuits over the ingredients in their drinks. Mm. So they were sued April 8th in the Southern District of New York over misleading and deceptive practices regarding the company's 12-ounce energy drinks containing between 215 to 225 milligrams of caffeine as opposed to the advertised 200 milligrams, according to the lawsuit. So people are suing over a little bit extra, and I understand, because some people have medical conditions, they can only have a certain amount, I guess, maybe, you know?
Yeah.
And if you're advertising something to have a certain amount, it should have that amount in there. You shouldn't.
It's weird, because I can sit here and have 4, 5, 6 sodas.
Yeah.
And be fine. Give me an energy drink, and I'm freaking out.
I don't get it. Well, soda, I think it's a different kind of caffeine, because you look at the energy drinks.
Or maybe because it's more spread out and it's not just one can in one sitting. I don't know, because I can drink soda and it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you look at the side of an energy can that's got any kind of caffeine in it, it's going to have very basic shit. If you look at an energy drink, it's going to have B12, all these other things, like 1,000% of this and 1,000% of that. It's crazy. I've seen one that had like 6,000% of something in it. I don't even know what the fuck it was. Something I couldn't pronounce. It was just a bunch of shit, you know?
Weird.
Remember Bang energy drinks? 300 milligrams? I mean, they're getting crazy with these things. How much caffeine do you fucking need? We need a caffeine regulator, man. No one should need that much juice to get the fuck up. And if you do, you need to change other aspects of your life. You know, drink some fucking water, get up and exercise, change your diet. That'll help you out, but whatever. Anyway, Prime Hydration was sued April 8th over the size of their fucking caffeine. Laura Vera, a Poughkeepsie, New York resident, filed a suit in federal court on behalf of herself and others who brought Prime products across the U.S. She purchased Prime's Blue Raspberry products several times in August for about $3 to $4 each. She would have never bought the drinks if she had known the actual caffeine content. Her suit is seeking $5 million from the company owned by them.
Give me a break. Yeah.
Court records do not say whether Prime Hydration retained legal counsel for the suit. I mean, this is going to turn into a class action suit, and each person will get like 5 cents and a pat on the back, if anything.
Because of a little extra caffeine?
Yeah.
I could see if there was something else in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you already know it's got a lot of caffeine.
So their advertised amount of caffeine is equivalent to half a dozen Coke cans or nearly 2 Red Bulls.
Yeah. No, thank you.
But some people will buy the big-ass can of Red Bull, too, so...
Yeah, like, people can do it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with me that I can't.
I have my limits with it. I start getting worried when I have too much caffeine. I start freaking out a little bit. Like, I'll have, like, a can in the morning, and that's it for the day. Or sometimes if we're doing a show at night, I'll spread it out. I have one in the morning and then one late at night, so it's like the shit, I pee it out, you know? I don't want it too much. Some people will after one after the other.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that shit's dangerous. You put that much shit, your body knows how it's supposed to work.
Those, what the hell are those 5-hour energy shots or whatever, like, that they sell at the damn register? Like,
don't touch those either.
No. Like, no thank you.
When I was younger, we used to fucking take them. When I first got into sales, my manager used to feed them to us because it would make us all cracked out. We'd sell a lot of shit. And every day he'd be like, here's another 5-hour. Oh, wait, you look like you're not fucking having a seizure yet. It's like Joe Biden with the vaccines. Oh, your heart's still moving? Take another 5-hour, you know? They kept doing that shit, but... It's crazy. One 12-ounce can of Red Bull contains 114 milligrams of caffeine, So people are freaking out about this whole thing. What do you think about this?
That Red Bull has 114, and this one has 200 and what?
220,
225,
yeah.
Dude, that's a lot.
Yeah. And they were saying something about the plastics in it, too. Forever Chemicals, they're calling them PFASs. This is the separate lawsuit for the same drink. They're called Forever Chemicals because they contain bioaccumulate, or accrue in the body over time. So these are man-made chemicals, or well-studied.
That's in everything.
Yeah.
That's in everything.
It's been been found to have adverse effects on the human body and the environment. Hmm. There's low levels that are supposed to be in your system that are okay, but this, like, really jacks you the fuck up. Hmm. Supposedly. But then he came out, Logan Paul came out, and he said, like, a bunch of fucking scientific shit about how the FDA approved it.
Well, yeah, what do you want them to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, why are you suing them? It was approved.
They were saying it was the plastic and not the drink, is what he's saying. It has the forever chemicals, yeah. Which makes sense, the plastic, but, I mean, still, I'm not going to fuck with any of that shit. I just don't like energy drinks. I'm not a big fan of them anymore. I just like the Monster one I like, and even those
get, like, the no sugar. Like, you're very picky with what you grab, so.
Everything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm doing another experiment here in my body, and I'm doing a lot of shit recently, man. But I've been getting a lot more energy, too, so whatever the hell I'm doing, it's certainly working. I'm not going to talk about it on the show, obviously, because I don't want people to be fucking electrocuting themselves, but other than that, it's doing pretty well on that front, but I do have another one here for you. Have you heard about Kanye West's new business venture?
No, because I'm telling you, if I see him or his fucking ugly wife, I just scroll right past. I won't even look at the headline anymore. She's always fucking ass naked.
She's disgusting.
And disgusting to look at. Mm-hmm. And him, I can't stand his face. So I scroll right past. I can't stand either one of them.
He looks like a fucking chipmunk, man. Mr.
Genius.
Stand him. Yo, yeah.
Whatever.
Remember that shit when he first came out? He's such a genius. You all need to respect him. If you don't call him a genius, there's something wrong with you. Remember that shit? Everyone was just fucking sucking his dick. The second he comes out there and says anything anti-Jewish, what happened? They all, he's crazy. He lost his mind. Oh, he's a, who the fuck? But weren't you the guy who said this guy was a genius?
I don't know. I don't get fucking these two, assholes. So I don't even look anymore. I just scroll right past.
Him and this fucking disgusting, despicable looking fucking woman, too. She is a nasty looking bitch. He went from Kim to that. And Kim used to be all right. Now she ain't shit either, but still better than this bitch she's got.
She at least covers up.
Sometimes.
They have children.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give a fuck that his wife is walking around with all her shit out there and the kids can see it. Like, that's embarrassing to me.
Dude, he's a fucking scumbag.
Like, how embarrassing? Because those kids aren't babies anymore.
Yeah, no. They see this shit and it's like, what
it's
the fuck?
It's just like, and I know that she actually covers herself when she's around them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she's always on fucking TMZ or something wearing nothing. And it's just like,
all those kids got to do is Google their mom one day, and they'll see you're getting fucked by someone who's not their dad. So it's like, what the hell?
But
you
it's
know?
Just a gross situation.
The whole family—they're all screwed. Kim can't do anything right for the rest of her life now. She should take some of that money and have that video excommunicated from the internet. Like Hulk Hogan—he had an issue with Gawker, and they took his shit off the internet when he got his like a porn video. He was screwing his friend's wife, and the friend was recording it.
Oh my god.
You don't remember this one? It was a while back. It was like a Gawker case. The website Gawker got a hold of it. They put it out there and everyone was like fucking bashing Hulk Hogan and making fun of him and shit. And then the thing, it was crazy. But anyway, might as well segue to more porn because Kanye West confirmed Yeezy porn site is on the way.
Oh my god.
So he's a genius, guys. He's a fucking genius. This guy is just the smartest man ever. A genius. We're just throwing that word around. So he appears to have confirmed reports he's setting up a pornography studio. TMZ first reported on Wednesday that the controversial rapper was in talks to launch an adult entertainment division of his Yeezy brand with Stormy Daniels' ex-husband, Mike Moz. On Wednesday, West, who changed his name legally to Ye in 2021, shared a video on Twitter X with the date and caption, Yeezy is porn C star 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 ing with the cooking cunting what the fuck is that supposed to be here? He's a genius. I can't figure it out, people. He's a genius. A female narrator in the video reads, go to yeezy.com. Weston shared a link to the website, which at the time of the writing does not appear to host any content of porn. A representative for Wes had told TMZ that the artist was dead set on a project which could launch this summer. I mean, all you need is a camera, a bed, and a fucking URL. How much?
I mean, he's worth a shit ton of money. So, like, good for him. I just personally don't care for that couple at all.
Yeah, I mean, if you got the money, do what the fuck you want to do.
I really can't.
His ugly fucking shoes.
Him, but just, I can't take him. I just can't. Good for him for being rich.
So that month, Wes was filmed playing a porn film for Adidas executives during a business meeting that when he got terminated from Adidas in October 2022. So he's obviously had an affinity for porn. He played a porn film for Adidas executives during a business meeting. That's why he got fired, apparently. Can you imagine that shit? Hey, Kanye, we have these new ideas for your show. Wait a second, I got this video to show you. And it's two people just fucking... I mean, come on, dude. Anyway, in the clip, the rapper can be seen holding his phone horizontally in front of the executives while a video played. After a few seconds, one of the men asked, "Is this a porn movie?" To which he replied, "Yeah." Jesus, another person commented. He continued showing the video to the executives until one of them stopped him, saying, "Come on, man, come on." Former Adidas employees later alleged in a Rolling Stone expose that such incidents were routine when Wes was in the offices. Are they all fucking perverted, these fucking disgusting rappers? Is that what they do? Like Puff Daddy shit?
This dude needs to be on meds.
Was T.D. Jakes face down, ass up somewhere?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
The news of Wes' latest endeavor will come as a surprise to some after the rapper also claimed in 2022 that porn addiction destroyed his family. So why not just start a company? That's like me saying, man, you know what? My alcoholism, man. I fucking lost my family, my house, my car.
Well, if he was showing it to people at a business meeting, he was probably watching it freely with the kids walking around, like the toddler crawling around in the room or something. Like, who the fuck knows?
Yeah. So you want to hear some more of this genius? Because he has a couple gems coming up here.
Oh, God.
There's a fucking giant gem at the end here. Hollywood is a giant brothel. Pornography destroyed my family. I deal with the addiction. Instagram promotes it. Not going to let it happen. To Northie in Chicago with no spaces in between. He said of his children in an Instagram post. Wes is currently facing a series of lawsuits linked to his anti-Semitic behavior because apparently people can sue you because their feelings get hurt. Fucking faggots. Oh, I gotta cut that part out. Wes is currently facing a series of lawsuits linked to it. Phillips claims that not only was Wes praising Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler publicly, as he did in a 2022 interview with InfoWars host Alex Jones, but behind closed doors he was saying things like, "Hitler is the reason we have cars." Yeah. Further allegations that Wes suggested students at his Donda Academy in Simi's Valley, California, could have their heads shaved and be locked in cages were also put the paper in the filing. So this guy is just genius. Just a genius. I mean, we don't understand what he means by this stuff because he's so fucking far above us, apparently.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. I hate him so much, I fucking had to timestamp something I had to cut out.
Oh, I can't breathe.
And surprisingly, it starts with an F. So there you go. Just to let people know what I said. I wanted to take it out because it's a very hateful word. Starts with an F, ends with an S. British people call a cigarette one of these things. It's their slang for a cigarette.
Okay, well then, why are you taking it out at this point? Because everyone knows what the hell you said.
Because that'll get us yanked from YouTube. That word. Well, I can hint at what it was. And they can use their imaginations.
Anyways, an Iowa man accused of exposing himself to an 11-year-old girl he trailed through a Walmart toy aisle called cops and asked that a store surveillance photo of him be removed from the police department's Facebook page. Why is it always Walmart?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm leaving that in. All right, go ahead. Continue. Why is it always Walmart? I don't know. It's a congregation of the fucking lowlifes.
Most scumbaggy people.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I will gladly be there every day.
Oh.
I love me some Walmart, man.
You do.
And I'm there all the time and see nothing.
Yeah.
Not that I would want to see this, but I'm just saying. Like, shit happens all the time. Read about it and never see it.
I saw something the other day.
Yeah, you did. And called me just to tell me about it.
I didn't even talk about it on the show. And it was me doing a good deed. Mm. I was helping someone out. So, I'm not that bad.
All right, the lewd act, investigators say, occurred 4 months ago at a Walmart supercenter in Iowa City. The child told cops that an adult followed her in the store, and when she looked over at the man, his genitals were exposed and he was masturbating. Walmart security video, cops say, showed the man following the victim out of the toy aisle just before the victim reported the incident to her mother and store employees. In seeking the public's help in identifying the alleged pervert, Iowa City cops subsequently posted an image from the video showing the suspect inside Walmart. And it's a pretty clear, like, image. Mm. Not what he was doing, but, like, him walking around.
Yeah.
After this picture appeared on the Iowa City Police Department's Facebook page, Dustin Hills, who's 44, called in to request his photo be removed from the social networking site. The complaint does not indicate when the call was made or if Hills identified himself by name. Like, how stupid are you?
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for you. You don't call them and be like, yo, that's me.
Yeah.
Can you take that down? I don't appreciate you posting my face all over the place.
I guess you want to be caught at that point, right? I mean,
like, I don't know. Like, police, of course, did not grant the wanted man's wish to delete the evidence. Hills was arrested and charged with indecent exposure, an aggravated misdemeanor, for which he is locked up in lieu of a $5,000 bond. According to court records, Hills' rap sheet includes a 2014 conviction for indecent exposure. So he's already been arrested for it before. As well as convictions for theft, narcotics possession, probation violation, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In the earlier incident exposure case, a woman spotted Hills displaying his penis and pleasuring himself while standing in a nearby apartment window.
No.
Hills, cops reported, admitted accidentally displaying his erect penis to others outside. That's not an accident, dude. Shut your fucking blinds. He claimed to be on an adult website at the time of the second incident. Mm. So,
these fucking people, man. I mean, when you get horny, your brain does dumb shit, you know? Your brain sends all those chemicals there. It makes you do stupid shit. Some people just don't have the impulse. I don't know. I'm trying to help this guy out here.
No,
but
not
him.
That.
Like, it's a fucking idiot.
Gotta do it in front of the window and then down a freaking toy aisle. A toy aisle.
Yeah, you do that shit at home, man. Anything revolving an orgasm should be done at home. Or behind closed doors. I mean, if you're at a hotel, obviously. But it doesn't belong in the store. People don't want to see that. People go to store to shop. You know, you don't go to store to see that shit. So what the fuck is the point of you doing it? You're just a fucking pervert. You got issues. Should probably be locked up if that's the case, you know? Because there's just something wrong with that shit.
I did read a story. I don't have it. Mm. I think it was Louisiana. A man was convicted of raping a 14-year-old girl, and they sentenced him to castration.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Like, I don't know, a shit ton of years, but he's going to be castrated, too.
Yeah, well, that's
I'm
good.
Like, well, that's nice. They should have that everywhere.
Yeah, I don't see why that's be a fucking controversial statement.
Yeah,
do it.
Why is that only allowed in certain areas?
I don't have a problem with that. The guy fucking did
he
it.
He admitted to doing it.
What do you think is worse? And I'm asking because, you know, you got to think of it this way.
I think it was Louisiana. I can't remember.
But when someone does something really horrible, the first instance, we're always like, kill them. Just fucking kill them. They touch the kid, they should be dead. I think that might be the easy way out by killing these motherfuckers because you don't have to face the consequences. But if you lock them up in a cage and torture them for the rest of their life, I think that should be the other option. Make a special prison for fucking people like that. You castrate them first.
They can all fucking molest and fuck each other.
No, because they would enjoy it.
That's true.
You put them in cells, you fucking handcuff them so they can't even feed themselves anything. Like they can't move their hands anymore. Just keep them handcuffed permanently. They fucking have to eat with their face. They fucking piss and shit themselves all the time.
Who's going
to
clean that up?
Who gives a fuck? It's their shithole. You don't even have to have workers there. You just have like a robot feed them or something. I don't know. These people should just be forced to live in shit. Because that's the way they fucking just treat other people. That's the way they deserve
to
exist. And light them on fire. Okay. All right. Fine. As long as the death is awful.
Dig a huge pit and just chuck them over the side.
Or you put them in front of a giant TV and make them watch the Brendan Schaub comedy special, Gringo Poppy, which is fucking... I saw this special because I was told it was the worst comedy special of all time.
Oh, God.
It was released on YouTube and it was like 25 minutes long of this former MMA fighter who was fucking god awful, the worst comedian I have ever fucking seen. Check it out, man. If you are one of those people like me who likes to watch a train wreck and just can't take your eyes away from something that's awful, You gotta watch this. It's a guy up on stage just fucking struggling, man. And it was great.
I can't watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that to me is, like, cringeworthy.
Well, I got something for you to watch. What about Megan Thee Stallion?
She's, no, thank you.
She's being sued for harassment after allegedly having sex in front of her employee. And they use the word allegedly correctly. Because this is one person's word versus another person's word. So it allegedly happened until we get the proof.
Is there surveillance?
I might be giving credit a little bit too soon. The rapper's former cameraman, Emilio Garcia, filed a lawsuit against her on Monday, April 22nd, claiming that Megan created a hostile work environment and harassed him. In court documents obtained by U.S. Weekly, Garcia recalled an alleged incident that took place in Ibiza, Spain, where he was traveling on tour with Megan in 2022. After a night out, Megan and three other women were riding an SUV together. Suddenly, Megan and one of the other women started having sex right beside me. I couldn't get out of the car as it was both moving and I was in the middle of nowhere in a foreign country. I was embarrassed, mortified, and offended throughout the whole ordeal. No, this did not happen. You put me in the back seat of this car.
And two women going at
it. You get Megan Thee Stallion and some other chick going at it, and I'm in the middle of... I would pull that. What the fuck was that Jim Carrey movie where he was God, Bruce Almighty?
Yeah.
And him and Jennifer Aniston were about to have sex, and he did that move, and all his clothes came off? That would have been me, but I would have been faster. So, this is ridiculous. This has to be... The judge should be like, dude, get the fuck out of here, and just get the fuck out. Garcia further claimed that Megan later told him, don't ever discuss what you saw before directing fat-shaming comments at him such as fat bitch and you don't need to be eating. The lawsuit alleges that such harassment was so severe or pervasive that it made Garcia's working conditions intolerable.
Oh my God.
In addition to the alleged incident in Ibiza, Garcia claimed that he was misclassified as an independent contractor while working for Megan and was therefore effectively denied any of the protections an employee would have under California law. Well, you're not her employee. You're an independent contractor. I mean, the fuck? She's not supposed to... I mean, you accepted the position with the title that she gave you, bitch. Shut the fuck up. So that's strike two.
Yeah.
You turned down a fucking a possible threesome, or you just didn't shut up and watch. And then you turned this down. Or that's number two. So Garcia essentially worked during all waking hours of the day more than once. Megan interrupted.
That's yeah. on them.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do it, don't accept the job or walk away from it if it gets to be too much.
More than once, Megan interrupted Garcia during dinner and demanded that he immediately shift his focus to assist her with her TikTok creative ideas. And he was denied overtime pay.
Oh my God, then why did you keep doing it?
This is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass Megan. We will deal with this in court, your lawyer said. He worked for her for 5 years.
Right.
So, obviously, things were great for 5 years. Otherwise, right. he would have went and took any other job. I felt uncomfortable. I was kind of frozen. I was shocked at kind of just the overall audacity to do this right beside me, he said at the moment, when Megan allegedly had sex in front of him. After the alleged fat-shaming comments, Garcia told the outlet he felt degraded to hear someone who advocates about loving your body say such things. This guy is...
And the dude's a cameraman, and he didn't turn the camera on to have proof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe this guy.
I know
nothing about her, except for I think she's the one that got shot in the foot, right? Is that the one?
No, there's a picture over there.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I'm just saying, like, nothing he's saying is making any sense.
Yeah, she was
the
one that got shot in her foot, yeah.
I don't know.
What do you think, though, about this story? Do you think there's anything that's true here? I just think he's a butthurt employee that got fired, and he couldn't collect unemployment as an independent contractor.
Yeah. That's what I think it is.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Once you accept the position, you accept the position. So why are you going to complain about it afterwards?
I think California is like at-will state, too, where they can fire you for any reason.
Damn, really?
I mean, we are, too. South Carolina, most states are now, I think. Like at-will employment, you show up there and they can be like, hey, you're a fucking asshole. You know? But it's not that time yet. But. You want to go out to dinner?
What?
You want to go out to dinner?
No. Not unless it's Chipotle.
Oh, well, you must have read this article then. A roach, rust, and pink slime were found at the worst Myrtle Beach area restaurant inspections. So they had an inspector go around because we were having tourists coming in.
If you say one of the places that we go to, I swear to God, I'm probably going to get up from this table and start puking.
And inspectors were going to each place and they were checking out, they were up to code, and Roach, Russ, and Pink Slime were found. Some of the items found.
The Pink Slime from Ghostbusters?
There are a lot of fucking crazy people down here, and they're angry, so it could be. The South Carolina Department of Health and Environmental Control found numerous violations at multiple Myrtle Beach area and Conway restaurants, including finding a roach, rust, and other violations. DHEC frequently inspects Grand Strand restaurants, and the department's reports are up to date as of April 24, 2024. These restaurants received the worst inspections from DHEC. Legends Restaurant and Lounge. They found several violations there. They found a rusted ice machine and an employee handling burger buns barehanded. DHEC also found food held beyond its discard date, food debris, and ice buildup in a reach in a freezer that had fucking bugs in it. The department's inspection also observed a soiled cleaning rag stored on a prep table. Conway Mart. This one, they had a cooked ground beef labeled April 1st, 2024 that wasn't discarded, exceeding the 7-day limit. They also found trash with rats inside.
Oh, and, my God. Yeah,
and multiple feces right near the oven. Sunhouse Petroleum. Another one here. They had a food thermometer that didn't work and food that was rotting and spoiled with maggots inside. McDonald's. Well, we don't eat there.
No.
So DHEC inspected McDonald's on April 16, 2024 and found several violations. This is where the pink slime was found, built up inside of an ice machine.
What the fuck McDonald's is this?
This is on Renee Drive in Myrtle Beach.
Okay. Wait, all right. Carry on.
DHEC also found a leaky hot water dispenser and grease and food debris build up on the kitchen hood and throughout the facility. DHEC also reported that the drive-through window didn't work properly and that a commercial pest control invoice from March 2024 was present. DHEC's inspection concluded that McDonald's must have an on-site follow-up inspection within 10 days, which means they found a lot of shit. Now, the pink slime, there was a comment because someone did ask what the pink slime was. I'll give you three guesses what it could be.
Dude, I don't know.
All right, one guess what it could be.
It was in the ice cream machine, so it was a strawberry ice cream? Like, I have no idea.
Chicken nuggets.
That's disgusting. Okay, like, all right.
You never saw the old McDonald's video where it's like a pink paste that they used to make that shit?
No.
At one point, you never saw the pink slime videos at McDonald's?
Dude, I like the McNuggets.
Somebody told me it was seaweed at one point, like way back in the day, that there was parts of seaweed. But this was when I was a kid, I heard that. But the pink slime thing is online, too. There should be a video of that.
God, Sammy goes there a lot with her friends. And she gets the damn...
Not that one.
No, not that one, thank God.
No.
That's why I asked which one.
I don't think it matters. I think they're all the same. I mean,
oh, I'm sure, because they're fast food. But,
The only reason why I even bring this topic up is because a lot of people are going to be vacationing and traveling. I'm not just saying just Myrtle Beach, because if you think it's just Myrtle Beach because I read a Myrtle Beach article, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
People just don't give a fuck, man. You look at the people serving the food, and you're like, wait, you look behind the counter?
What it made me think of is Kitchen Nightmares with Gordon Ramsay.
Mm-hmm.
He finds some nasty-ass shit in restaurants, man, that make me, like, gag.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even, like... But that's the risk you take, though, going to any public place where they're preparing your food.
Absolutely.
Like, you have no... Like, I just try not to think about it.
And trying not to think about it is tough, though.
I'm trying not to think about it. Hopefully it tastes good and I don't die today. That's it. I like the places where they prepare the stuff in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because at least you can see, okay, it looks clean and, like, you know, I see you're making it right in front of me. Yeah. I can see what's going into my bowl or my sandwich or whatever. I don't know. Oh, God.
But then you hear the one about the pink slime and the built-up ice in the back. So it's like the food's coming from somewhere to get cooked in front of you. It could be nasty back there.
Yeah.
You know what they need? Just fucking see-through walls. Just glass walls in that bitch. I want to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even some of the restaurants, like there's a hibachi place that they cook the food. Like you can see the counter and everything, but it's like there's a freezer.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I never think about the freezer.
Yeah, you can't see the sell-by dates. I mean, there needs to be something going on there. There needs to be, like, better care taken because it's disgusting. Mm. You think about Manhattan, and imagine every fucking restaurant in Manhattan is probably 10 times worse than this.
Well, I have an article, and I kind of want one of these. We don't have the money, but it would be kind of cool. A flame-throwing robotic dog is now available for sale in the U.S. thanks to an Ohio-based company. I want this fucking dog because anyone that knocks on this fucking door...
Oh, man.
Just push a button, like, flames come shooting out. Throw Flame first released the contraption last year, but recently announced it was back in stock, asking for $9,400 a piece. That is expensive. The company released a promotional video showing the ARC flamethrower and saying it can send streams of fire up to 30 feet with the push of a button. I would have so much fun with this damn thing.
Oh, fuck, man. I think they need this. I would have
so much fun with this thing. The flamethrower is attached to a go-to robot, a robot dog manufactured by the China-based Unitree. Throw Flame said on its website, the flamethrowers are legal to own and are federally unregulated, but are not even considered a firearm by the federal authorities. The company released its first flamethrowers in 2015, called the X-15, which could send a stream of flaming fuel, or napalm, up to 50 feet. That prompted a huge media response questioning its legality. Throw Flame said the device remains completely unrestricted in 48 states. 48 states you can own this thing.
I wonder what the two, California and New York.
Probably.
Fucking assholes.
Seriously. 48 states you can own this shit.
Oh, man. I mean,
that's why, like, you see those stupid YouTube videos with people with flamethrowers when it's snowing and they're out there doing their driveway.
People need less shit like that.
Oh, my God. I just think this is just so freaking cool.
Is there a practical reason to own a flamethrower unless you have a fucking massive wasp problem?
Yeah, what would you use it for? I would literally play with it and catch the yard on fire. Like, it would be a damn nightmare.
I would have it for like 10 seconds. It'd be fun. And then I'm yelling, oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you would... I really don't know what you would use it for.
The zombie apocalypse ain't never going to happen, unfortunately.
$9,400 for that.
Yeah. I guess it'd be cool to have. I'd rather buy my proton pack, my toy one that goes pew, pew, pew.
Okay.
That's interesting, though. I mean, maybe I'll put that on my Christmas list. I'm a good boy this year. Santa Claus will get it for me.
Oh, my God.
But I do have one last thing here from you. For you here. My edible's kicking in, man. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me tonight? Sherry wanted me to let you know something.
Oh, Sherry.
Did Sherry tell you that you were wrong yet about the color of her nails and the color of our car?
I'm not freaking wrong.
You are wrong.
I'm not. She sent me the picture. Mm-hmm. I pulled it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
I compared it to the wall, and it's a completely different shade.
Well, Sherry agrees with me.
Okay, well, you're both wrong. I'm not colorblind.
You are colorblind.
It's... No!
You're the one that has to do the whole, like, back-forth thing with the iPad and you can't see.
What color it is and what shade.
Well, maybe you've been colorblind your whole life and you don't know what the real color is supposed to look like, because that is the same color.
Okay.
But anyway, she wanted me to let you know that it's pizza night. Like this woman here who picked up pizza and she won $2 million playing the lottery.
Oh, cool.
This happened in Macomb County, Michigan. A woman went out to get pizza for dinner in Macomb County and ended up coming home a winner. Michigan lottery official said the 41-year-old woman, who has decided to remain anonymous, won her big prize in the lottery's $2,000 large instant game. Her ticket was purchased at Party Palace Liquor in Shelby Township. My husband is usually the one who buys scratch-off tickets, but I decided to stop and buy one on my way to pick up pizza.
Maybe that's what we had to do. You buy them. Maybe I need to go in there and buy them.
All right. I'm fine with that. You walk out with a $2 million ticket. Yeah.
But you know, when it comes to scratch-offs...
Yeah.
Like, this might have been, like, the other machine or whatever. But, like, if it's scratch-offs, I picked the prettiest one. I don't give a shit what the fuck you have to do. I'm like, oh, this one's got pretty colors on it. Grab this one.
I win a lot more on ones with the cherries on them.
Yeah.
While I was waiting for my pizza, I sat in my car and scratched the ticket. It was surreal when I realized I won $2 million. I called my husband to tell him the big news because I was so excited. I couldn't wait till I got home. The winner decided to receive. She decided to receive the winning money as a one-time payment of $1.3 million. She said she's planning to use the money to pay off some bills and go on a vacation. Good for her, man.
I would too.
Yeah,
one-time payment.
Yeah,
take all the taxes you want.
Yeah, give it to me in one shot. I don't give a fuck about that. Yeah, fuck you.
$1.3 million, I would be extremely happy with. Everything would fucking be paid off, and we'd
pay everything.
We would be fine.
We wouldn't be in South Carolina anymore. We'd fucking get the fuck out of here. We'd sell the house, get the fuck out, buy our dream home, and cash, whatever, the fucking overhead.
Where would we be? Where would we be? It's not Florida.
Anywhere away from fucking people. Seriously, I'm even saying, like, let's go to Montana or something. Get the fuck out of here.
Okay, well, I'll stay here. You can go there where it snows.
I'll go out there, wear a cowboy hat. Give me a fucking horse.
That would be cool. We would be able to afford a horse.
Get me a horse and a cowboy hat. The horse will die in a week because we wouldn't have to take care of it. But you know what? We'll have a lot of glue.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, you can wear a cowboy hat, sit on your horse, but at the end of the day, you still look like an asshole.
Okay.
What's that? You like that one?
It was all right.
It was all right. Listen, I'm extremely high right
I
now.
I know. I'm trying to figure out where the glue comes in. But that's horses. Okay. Oh, that's right. You keep telling me that glue comes from horses. I still have never heard that until you said it.
You never heard that. Look it up when we're done with the show.
Make I know. Glue out of I was horses. Supposed to look it up before and I never did.
Elmer's glue is a fucking horse on the damn thing. You never knew that?
I never paid attention to the bottle. I just used it.
You just sniffed it. No. That's why I can't remember.
No, the rubber cement.
There you go.
The rubber cement smells so freaking good. Mm. Listen, people, there are certain smells that are strange that I love.
You like gasoline to you fucking weirdo, man.
The really strong Sharpie markers.
Hmm. I don't rubber know. It's cement. Extremely fucking weird.
Which is why I have less brain cells than other people.
Probably, but you had a good time losing them, I'll tell you that. So this person wants to know why this is your favorite segment.
Oh, that's the last one, man.
Well, thank you for telling them and not me ever.
You're welcome.
All right, so am I the asshole for yelling at my mom because she ate the food that I brought with my own money?
Oh, God.
Did you have to buy your own food in the house?
When I lived with my dad, but my dad gave me a mini fridge, which was a decent size, and I was able to put it in there. But then I would go to school, mm-mm. and my stepsister would eat the food that was in the fridge.
Dude.
Like, I was working, trying to buy my own damn groceries, and I had to steal food from my friend's cabinet.
Dude, I don't know why you didn't fuck this bitch up. Just all it takes is one. One.
Dude, because I was like, You needed me. I had please bully me across my goddamn forehead.
You needed me a lot sooner in your life is what you needed.
Just like, a nightmare. That's anyways, whatever. I can eat whatever I want now.
Our fridge is usually close to empty. There's always condiments, eggs. Yeah, and I can't. There's always condiments, eggs, and some sort of shredded cheese, but that's it. Usually cream for coffee, too, which I sometimes use for cereal. Fucking weirdo.
Ew.
What a fucking mutant.
Well, maybe like the Reese's cream or something. Like one of those really cool flavors.
I don't know about all that shit. The pantry is full of dried pasta, Cheerios, and granola bars that are strictly for my sister. My dad locks away all the good food for himself and wears a key around his neck like a like fucking Zoe 101. I don't know the reference.
See? Oh my God, man. She would... I'm telling you, she would take the shit and it would be in her room and her room had a lock on it.
I would fucking kill the bitch. I you know what I would do if you take my... I would have kicked
and
her fucking
And I never saw
door.
My dad because he worked 12-hour shifts, sometimes longer.
Yeah.
And like, if he ever came home... And, like, had something special for me, like my birthday. He got me an ice cream cake.
Yeah.
He would tap on the window, swear to God, would tap on my window and sneak it into me. Like, he would sneak me food.
You should have kicked that door down and knocked her the fuck out and then taken everything out of her room.
When we moved out of that house, like, I was never so happy in my life.
Yeah. I mean, holy shit, dude. Like, that's just blatant thievery right there. Yeah. Disrespect. Like, you're going to come take shit.
And her mother was okay with it. Like, her mother stole my smokes. Like, oh my God.
The mom, dude, her and her mom. Her and her mom would have gotten fucked. I'm getting pissed off. Where the fuck do they live?
Oh,
let's go dig them up and fucking piss on them. All right, so anyway, there's nothing to really make besides scrambled eggs, cereal, or pasta. Yeah, I should be grateful that there's food at all, but I'm sorry I just can't live off those things. Plus, I have a really sensitive stomach, so a lot of dairy and gluten will destroy my stomach. Oh, shut up, you sensitive bitch. Yesterday, I bought my own food and left it in the fridge. Did people fucking 60 years ago bitch about gluten? Fucking gluten in my fucking cereal.
Was gluten in cereal before?
Yeah, I'm sure like, gluten was in everything.
Because, you know, like, more and more shit is being put in the food. So, like, yeah. I don't know what gluten is, even. So, I don't know if that can be added or... I don't know. Some weird shit is going on.
The people
food.
That are lucky enough to survive the COVID vaccine in 20 years are going to have even weirder fucking things going on with them. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
You think peanut butter allergy came out of fucking nowhere. Wait till fucking... I can't drink water. I can't swallow my spit or I'll die.
Yeah, the peanut allergy, that was like very rare. growing up in school. Yeah. Like once in a great while.
Yeah.
But then we had kids and we would send them to school and it was like immediate a note.
Yep.
Three kids are allergic to peanuts. No peanut butter and jelly in the lunchbox. Blah, blah. And it's like, whoa, where did this all come from?
So let me throw one thing at you.
Yeah.
Knowing what we know now about the government, conspiracies, and all the crazy shit, and what we lived through with COVID-19, how they created a virus, made you believe it was a real thing, and then sold you the cure for it that is fucking doing more damage to you. And then you think back at all the crazy shit that happened, and now the crazy shit that's happened since, the turbo cancers, the fucking heart attacks and shit going on. And then you go back and we're tracing back to where you said about the peanut allergy, that was so rare. What happened? More and more vaccines were introduced. The vaccine schedule for students got fucking broader and broader. They want you to take more and more shit, more and more things are coming out for you. What if, and I'm just saying what if, even though we know the answer, what if they fucking created all this other shit to just make us sicker over the years? And we're seeing that now with the peanut allergies and all the crazy shit. And they just keep creating things because they're in bed with Big Pharma. They want to make Big Pharma money, and people aren't going to be going to get medicine if they're not sick, so why not make them sick, right?
Well, yeah, it's how they make their money.
I'm telling you, it's the fucking ding-dong, fucking light bulb switched on. Hopefully someone is understanding what the fuck is going on now. I mean, they don't give a shit about you. They want you sick.
No, you think they... I mean... No. No cure for cancer yet?
There is one.
For any?
Why is fucking Magic Johnson so fucking smiling and fat?
I don't know, man. It's just...
Yep,
certain things are very, very odd.
You gotta pay to play. Yesterday I bought my own food, left it in the fridge.
But you can have a vaccine.
Yeah.
Within 3 months.
Yeah, a vaccine.
Obviously, it didn't work.
AKA, it did work.
No, it didn't. Those people that were vaccinated still got sick.
Oh, no, it worked. It just didn't work the way it's advertised. It worked. Trust me. The real people are like, yes, it's working.
I'm just saying, you can come up with that. And I remember, I'll never forget it. COVID had just happened, and the teacher was already reading a COVID-19 book to Jenna.
Boom.
Remember that? Like, she was instantly being homeschooled the same damn school year. She's reading a freaking COVID-19 freaking book.
Yep.
And it... Wait, how do you have a freaking kid's book already?
Yeah.
That was published, hardcover, literally in her hand, reading it. Like, where did that come from?
Why was this published in 2017?
I'll never forget that. I left the freaking Zoom meeting immediately. Like, she's not listening to this.
Incredible, man.
Anyway, okay, I'm getting pissed off.
I'm telling you, it was such a coordinated attack. It was an attack against us. That was the first shot, was the fucking, then them releasing COVID into the fucking wild, and then eliminating the flu. And then stabbing us with these fucking vaccines. And willingly, how stupid are people? You want to fucking, yay, man, you want a joint, you want a slice of pizza? Go get this shot and fucking come back and talk to me. Oh, we're all out of pepperoni, you got to have the cheese, but you still got the shot, bitch. Fucking assholes. Man, I hated the whole fucking thing. People are so stupid. I'm glad we didn't fucking touch that shit. Anyway, I starved myself all day for as long as possible so I could eat towards the end of the day to not go to bed hungry. I can almost hear YouTube is about ready to hit the send button.
Knocking
this one down.
We ranted a lot.
I got a big enough meal to eat half last night and half tonight. I don't make enough money to buy solid meals for myself all the time, so I was really looking forward to not eating the same old thing yet again. I opened the fridge today when I was hungry to the point of vomiting, and the majority of my food was gone. Maybe a bite or two left, but nothing I could actually get full off of. So naturally I got pissed because I'm starving. I paid for it with the little money I have in the first place, and my mom didn't even ask. So I walked into her home office and asked her if she ate my food. Her argument was that she thought it was from days ago when she literally knows I came home with it last night. I even got her something too, which she ate for dinner last night. Then I got even more mad, saying I'm starving and I haven't eaten anything in over 24 hours. Ah, don't be a bitch. She started bawling her eyes out and my dad started screaming at me for being overdramatic. Then she dramatically left the house saying she's going to blow off work for the rest of the day to go and get me the same meal. My dad ran out and took the keys from her before she could leave, then came inside saying she's crying. So not only did she eat my food, she guilt-tripped me and made me feel like I'm the reason why she's not going to make any money today. Because she ate my food and I starved myself. I don't think I feel extra guilty because we get along well, but this isn't the first time it's happened. And I told my sister she sighed and rolled her eyes because this has happened to her too with the same excuse. All I know is that I'm mad, feel guilty, and have extremely low blood sugar, so I might just sleep it off or something. Am I the asshole for reacting the way I did? Yeah, you're an asshole for just being a bitch.
How old is this person?
You know, they didn't even mention their age, but they sound like a bitch. My blood sugar's low. My glycemic index is 5 points lower. The fuck?
Everyone has to buy their own food? Like, what kind of... That's a weird living situation. They're all assholes. They're all sensitive.
Yeah, if you have to buy your own food and you're living at home, then maybe one of these two things shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
Maybe you should be out the fucking house. We have to deal with this shit. You know? Or you should be getting taken care of if you have to be in the care of your parents. I don't know.
The reason why I want to know the age is because she's sitting there saying she hasn't eaten in 24 hours. Okay, is she a child buying her own food?
It's a weird situation.
Or is this an adult?
Yeah.
And, she's having to... Because if you're an adult, grow the fuck up and figure something out.
Figure it out.
Like, shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
After a while, it's just like, when is a parent's duty over? You know?
Yeah.
But then again, you shouldn't be touching anybody's shit that ain't yours. I don't give a fuck if you're the parent, kid, or what.
No, I wouldn't either.
You don't know what the fuck they did to it.
I don't like this family. They're all a bunch of sensitive pieces of crap. I don't like them.
You know what my mom did once? She had some special juice put aside. And she had her heart medicine in there when we were younger.
In the juice?
In the juice. And someone fucking drank it. It wasn't me, but someone drank this shit. My mom's like, my fucking heart medicine was in there. And all of a sudden, I'm dying. But it wasn't me, but... I mean, you don't know. Somebody can put their medicine in there or whatever, you know?
Could she not swallow pills?
I don't know why. I don't know what the fuck the issue was, but she would always have a spoon with water in it, and the pills would just be sitting there.
She's like me, or she was like me. I can't swallow pills. I can swallow those tiny little round Advils. You give me anything bigger than that? No, thank you.
I got something you could swallow after we hit the stop on here. Okay,
all right. I'm done.
You haven't given your verdict yet, asshole or not.
Asshole, because this person's acting like they're an adult.
Yeah.
And you're the one starving yourself. Yeah. Like, and you're still living there.
Yeah, and how do
you only have enough money, like you barely have money to buy a salad or whatever the hell they order? Like, we're missing a lot of context clues, is what I'm saying. Yeah. So I don't know. Because I don't know everything, I'm saying you're an asshole.
I'm saying this guy's an asshole or
whatever. Yeah, because in my head, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Because you're working and you have your own money.
Yeah.
Right? And you're just, you're blowing your money on something because you don't have money for food. But I need to know more.
Yeah, you're a senior bitch. I mean, you should be in control of your own body.
The mom is crying, the dad is mad. Like,
overly dramatic. I feel like this is Willy Wonka in a chocolate factory with Uncle Joe, and they're all laying in one bed, they're poor, they're drinking like cabbage soup and shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking this family is. They have like 25 cents a week they're working for, making fucking Yeezys.
Yeah, it sounds like they're just dirt poor and can't even afford. Like, it's weird. Like, didn't give any info at all.
Mom can't make work for the day. Like, what is she doing? What the hell is going on with you people? What the fuck situation is this? Asshole, because you didn't give enough context and because you're bitching.
Yeah.
My diabetic level. I mean, then, you know what? If you have this condition that you know you live with, make sure you're always prepared. Game over, you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
And your mom's an asshole for taking her shit. She always asks me for you to touch something.
Because it's bringing back flashbacks, you're an asshole.
There you go. Okay. You're just a fucking asshole. I'm glad that one's knocked out of the way. I do regret not being able to do it live this week. But you know what? Monday, we're going to be back in action with some asshole stories at 6 Eastern Time. Podbean.com. What are you going to be doing this weekend?
Probably watching Grey's.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'll... get GH and Big Brother Canada in there.
Sounds like a plan there.
Yeah.
Me, I'm going to be working, and I think I've got some shows here. Yeah, I do got a couple shows now. I knocked out everything. I've got, I don't know. I don't think I have anything right now. I think I knocked out the stuff that I was watching.
I'm like a week behind on my podcast.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Listen to those.
Trying to catch up, but they keep releasing like 2-hour-long podcasts. Like, stop it. I can't catch up, man.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting there for 2 whole hours listening to you damn talk. Mm-hmm. Like, I pause it and go back to something else. I listen to my podcast when I'm, like, doing dishes, when I'm taking a shower, when I'm doing stuff. I don't know. It's driving me nuts. I cannot catch up.
I will be starting a new series this weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know which one yet. I've got a lot of things here. I'm looking through the list. There's a lot of stuff I got to watch. Another one just came in today, so maybe I'll check that one out. I don't know yet, but... going to be watching some stuff this weekend. Have a nice report for you guys on Monday. Tell them they can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at voiceofmisery@gmail.com.